Rolling Stones and Start Me Up. It is 10 past 7. Good morning, folks. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Barker. This is the radio program where you're sending in your photos of this morning. I got a photo of out the front.
I like it.
Jenny Lenman, hello. We've got a couple of photos. Scott from the Wellington Ferry this morning. That looks magnificent. What a great way to start a day. Look at that.
Ooh.
That's fancy. Yeah, she's off mic because we can't turn the mic, the monitors around, but that's okay. And Doug's got a photo of the trucks out this morning. If I can sort by newest, there he is. So that's
looks profesh,
doesn't it? Looks a bit bloody. Yes, very well.
Looks
done.
Looks like the type of thing that Dip T would want to use.
Do you drive at night? Yeah, that sort of stuff. Very good.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, so keep those coming. You can send us the DMs on the Instagram. You can post them on our Facebook, or you can send them via the text line or anything. And we'll show everyone just how your morning's going. How's your morning going? You're a bit,
oh, yeah.
bit fatigued this
morning.
A little
bit fatigued. Thanks for the coffee, as
usual. That's all right. Pleasure. Up all night, not Valentine's related. You weren't being wined and dined.
Nah. Not into that, as we said.
And that's right. If anyone did get their significant other, as I mentioned earlier, something inappropriate like a vacuum cleaner or a washing machine.
There you go, darling.
Then still not the worst thing to give someone for Valentine's Day. Prince Charles gave Camilla COVID, which is no good.
Sharing the love.
It's an Omicron, darling. terrible. Anyway.
No, I wasn't getting up to anything
just staying
cheeky.
Up. I was just
staying up because I'm getting really into this true story called Inventing Anna on Netflix.
You binged some telly.
Oh, my goodness. It's so fascinating about a woman who pretended to be a German heiress in America recently.
Right, yeah. This is an amazing story. You were telling me about it. And then I looked it up and it's like in the last 10 years, not in the 30s.
Yeah, yeah, it's recent. Yeah, so wow. She managed to wiggle her way into, you know, the upper echelons of the social ranks in New York City and was hanging out with some very, very wealthy people.
Right.
And she knew how to...
All the while living in a little place... Yeah.
Well, no, she was actually renting out hotels and she managed to just somehow manipulate her way into places without paying bills and getting banks to give her loans.
Seems like
and,
a skill I should learn.
Oh, well, all very well until you get caught up on all of the bills that you've never paid.
There is
And she would, when she did get cash, she would be like splashing it around. And she buddied up with a woman who was at the service desk at one of the hotels where she stayed for a couple of months, actually.
Wow.
Because their credit card system was down when she booked in, and then 2 months later they're like, actually we don't have her credit card.
Wow.
But she managed to get all this cash and she was like giving it to all the bellboys and everything.
Amazing.
And just wearing Louis Vuitton.
You're quite into it.
Oh my goodness. So I was just watching this show
and then you wake and you go,
and
oh god, it's 10 o'clock.
Less than 5 hours sleep.
No good.
And this is a problem after the holidays. I've been struggling to go to bed early, especially. I think it'll be easier when daylight saving finishes.
Right, yeah. Which is in 7 months. It seems like it's going on
forever.
Oh, no,
it's coming up. It's coming up.
Mid-March.
So
we're asking the question today because Jenny Lenman's Life Hacks is a Wednesday thing. So tomorrow we'll see whether it works. But we need to know how you stay vibrant and vital throughout the day. How do you stay awake?
Yes.
Because now you're fine, right?
I'm okay right now,
Jenny,
thanks to the
coffee. You're firing on all cylinders. This is we're awake during between 6 and 9. But come like 1 o'clock, come 1:30, I don't make any sense. And I get sleep. I start saying things that are stupid. Like,
oh, I mean, but you're doing that in the morning.
Hey, trying to help you here.
Thank
and
you,
what
Adam.
Are you doing?
All right.
So if you've got a surefire hit, now I've been told by several people who think that caffeine is evil, that an app, right.
Come
that,
on.
Like it's...
it's that, not meth.
No, it's not. No. That, I mean, you know, you can be evil without being Hitler.
Oh, that's true.
I'm just saying.
And you can be a meth user and not be evil.
Right.
You know?
Right. And not like coffee. So, but that an apple...
An apple.
An apple has as much keeping you awake potential as a cup of coffee.
I've heard this. It's a bit of a weird one. And yes, anything that isn't caffeine, because I have a bit of a rule where I don't have caffeine after, you know, midday-ish.
Right.
Because I have to go try to get to...
That is a dumb rule.
No, it's good for me.
I would get...
I don't have children, so...
I'd get arrested if they're...
Because I really should go to bed by 8:39 because I get up at 4.
Right.
So anything else? What else can I try? Do you have any hacks? You know, the old toothpick on the eyelid?
Stab yourself with a fork. let us know. 0417-063-963. Our number's 1-800-018-125. Give us a call and tell us, how do you stay awake? What do you use? Truck drivers... Is it the glass barbecue? No. What have you got? What are the obviously quite legal hacks?
Yeah, drug-free.
Drug-free that you can do to stay awake. Do you wind the window down? Do you splash cold water on your face? What do you do? Let us know. 0417 063 963 or on the phone 1800 018 125. Jenny, hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll be bright and vital right throughout the afternoon.
Yeah, I'll put them all to work, put them all to use, see what I can find and report back tomorrow.
Sounds good. All right, we'll talk to you a little later on today too. The 7:30 local news coming up with Jenny in 14 minutes, but first here's Wacko.